This piece was brought to you by Heritage Foods USA, heritagefoodsusa.com, heritageradionetwork.org.
This is the news.
On February 9th, when Rancho Feeding Corporation recalled nearly 9 million pounds of beef, it didn't just have an impact on commodity cattle. Caught up in the recall are ranchers like Bill and Nicolette Nyman and other niche producers who pride themselves on producing quality meat along with high standards for humane handling. What went wrong? According to the USDA, Rancho Feeding Corp was guilty of slaughtering and processing, quote, diseased and unsound animals, and carried out those activities without the benefit or full benefit of federal inspection. Subsequent reports suggested that spent dairy cattle were the culprit and that cancer of the eye had been identified, and that heads had been removed and hidden to avoid detection by USDA on-site inspectors. The mystery is far from being solved, and an investigation is ongoing. In the meantime, small producers like the Nymans are hit hard, potentially facing the loss of nearly a year's worth of beef production and hundreds of thousands of dollars in revenue. Here is Nicolette Hahn Nyman of BN Ranch.
It really, there's not even an allegation that there wasn't full inspection of our meat and our animals and our carcasses. And we, in our particular case, we actually know that there was, because we were physically present at every single animal's slaughter and processing. So there isn't any possibility that our meat is part of the uninspected meat that they're saying came out of that place. So that's what's, you know, very upsetting for those of us that use the slaughterhouse just to kill our beef and then take them off to another USDA-inspected butchering plant.
The real tragedy here is that Rancho Feeding Corporation was the only USDA-inspected slaughtering facility in the Bay Area, with many small producers dependent on their services. Without this facility, niche producers will be obliged to truck their cattle several hundred miles to have them processed, a development that not only adds substantially to the cost of production, but which unnecessarily stresses the animals. Losing this facility jeopardizes producers and consumers to grow and to access specialty meat and dairy products.
But what's happening is there's this incredible bottleneck, and those wonderful farmers, smaller scale local farmers, are having a very hard time in almost every part of the country getting their products to market, because getting your animals slaughtered and processed is very difficult nowadays because of this dwindling number of slaughterhouses. So I'm kind of making a broader appeal as well that, you know, activists and regulators and everybody else who's looking and thinking about the food system really needs to remember this essential link in the animal-based food chains, because it's not just meat, it's also eggs and dairy products. All animals who are in the food system go through a slaughterhouse at some point. So, you know, we really have to have those good slaughterhouses available and clean and functional if we want to have animal-based food.
Thanks to the ongoing consolidation in the meat industry, independently owned and operated facilities like Rancho Feeding are few and far between. Fortunately for the Bay Area, another artisanal meat producer, Marin Sun Farms, is in negotiations to acquire Rancho. If they succeed in reopening as a USDA-inspected facility, the local producers have dodged a bullet. If not, life just got a lot harder for a lot of ranchers. This is Katie Kiefer for HeritageRadioNetwork.org.
Heritage Radio Network is a member-supported nonprofit organization broadcasting over 30 live shows a week. To learn more and donate, visit our website or connect with us on iTunes, Stitcher, Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, and Instagram for more.
The song used in this piece is Spicy Peanuts by Evan Hashi.
Thanks for listening.